From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. women's hockey team has pulled out of a major pre-Olympic competition in Finland next month. The team is citing security concerns. Other Olympic athletes, from the U.S. and from other countries, have been skittish about traveling since the September 11th attacks. But most say they are determined to compete at the Winter Olympics in February in Salt Lake City, despite fears that terrorists could target the Games. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Last Saturday at the Utah Olympic Sports Park near Park City, a luger sat down on his sled, grabbed the handles on the starting block, rocked forward and back, then burst down the track, his spiked gloves digging into the ice. It was a busy day for lugers and bobsledders trying to stay focused as they train for the Salt Lake City Olympics. Many athletes admit to being rattled since September 11th. Some recognize they may become targets when the Games begin. But luger Ashley Hayden finds solace in a bolstered Olympic security plan.
You know, I think that we're pretty well protected, and I don't really feel that we would become a target. And if we were, I feel that SLOC and the USOC is doing their job to keep us safe. I mean, you guys have seen the security that they have here, and security is really going to be stepped up for the Olympics. So I think I feel very safe.
SLOC is the Salt Lake Olympic Organizing Committee, headed by Mitt Romney, who promises special security for athletes from the United States and other countries involved in the U.S. response to the terrorist attacks.
We do recognize that there are certain teams or individuals that might be the subject of greater risk than others, and we take that into account as we prepare for the security for those athletes, teams, and nations.
Romney spoke Friday at the opening of a four-day Olympic media summit where dozens of athletes were peppered with questions about safety and security. Olympic skiing gold medalist Peekaboo Street suggested the Games have added meaning now.
Now I get up every day and I train so that if the day comes, I get a chance to give America something to smile about. If I'm a target, I'm a target, and there's not a whole lot little old me is going to do about it. I just have to keep going about doing what I'm doing and try and keep my eyes open and pay attention. And when the chance comes to make America proud, I'm going to be ready.
This is very personal for some athletes. A member of the women's hockey team lost her father in the World Trade Center attacks. Aerial skier Emily Cook lost a cousin, a flight attendant, on one of the planes that went down.
I'm going to go on with my life. I'm going to get on planes and I'm going to compete in the Olympics. You know, I think that's one way that we can show them that we're not afraid.
Some people are afraid. Some teachers and parents want to close schools near Olympic venues. Some families talk about leaving Salt Lake City during the Games so their kids are safe. Alpine skier Chad Fleischer says he knows non-athletes avoiding the Olympics, but he remains stoic.
I think it's America's opportunity to show the world just how safe we can make America. I don't think there's any way that our government or SLOC or the IOC is going to let the athletes or the world down.
The losers plunging face up and feet first down the Olympic ice have been assured they and the rest of the athletes will be safe. The Games begin in a little over 100 days. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.